Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in today's episode, we're looking at the question, which is, what are the common pitfalls in marketing for mortgage brokers and how can they be avoided? So there are a number of different pitfalls and problems that I have seen over the years working with brokers, and also people ask me these questions in DMs, which is where a lot of these are coming from. And so I wanted to unpack them for you in this episode. There's more than I can cover in this episode, but I'm just going to go through, I think there's three that I've written down here that are just main ones, just unpack them for you and just shed some light on it. And hopefully it'll make you avoid these mistakes that definitely other people have fallen down. So the first one is focusing on entertainment as your main driver of your content. So when people, especially brokers, when they start to create content, what they do is they want to try and create entertaining content. And the reason why they do this is because the content they're consuming on a day-to-day basis, so if they're picking up their phone, they're consuming content, they're actually consuming entertainment-based content. They're consuming content that makes them want to show up every single day and see what they're doing. It's funny, maybe, or it's some form of thing that grips you every single day. A great example of one I have is a Pokemon channel that does, he effectively 3D prints Pokemon characters every single day. I love it. I tune in every single day to see that. And the mistake that people with mortgage brokers make is they think that their content is entertaining too, and it's not. People aren't coming to watch your content and be excited by it. Your type of content actually falls more in line with somebody who's like a plumber. So if you ever think about plumbers or electricians or content that realistically you see on the feed and you swipe past, it is boring. The nature of what you do is boring. And please don't take offense to that. That's just the truth. Mortgage brokers, mortgage advice, financial advice, it is a boring subject until it's boring until it's needed. And once it's needed, it's very vital. And if you're going down the route of trying to entertain people, you're going to lose out. That's not what we want to be doing. Instead, what we want to be doing is going down the route of creating content that is valuable, that is answering questions, that is story-based, effectively signposting to people that the job you do and who you help, so that when they need your help, then they'll contact you. That's the most important thing. It's not about being entertaining. So try not to be funny. Try not to be over exaggerated. Try not to go down the TikTok trends. The reason why these things are a problem is because there's a massive disconnect in this. So don't try and be an entertainer. Be an educator, be an advisor, be a professional. The next pitfall people fall into is not understanding the buying cycle of their customer. So let's talk about buying cycle in more depth. So when I talk about buying cycle, what I'm talking about here is there's a point in which your client, your ideal client, when they're actually ready to buy, it's this window, it's this buying window is probably the better way to describe it. And it's secular. Let's go deeper into this. If you are a mortgage broker, which you should be if you're listening to this or watching this, then if you think the average person is going to be on a fixed rate deal, and they're probably going to be on a 2 or 5 year fixed rate deal, within that 2 to 5 years, there's only a 6 month window in which they can actually action the next remortgage. So when you're talking to them and marketing them, they're not in the market for 4.5 years or 1.5 years of that entire process. They're only in the market for that 6 months. And they're not in the market for that 6 months. They're probably only in the market of that 6 month period, probably a 2 month, like an 8 week window from when they decide they need to get it fixed to when they've actually solved the problem. Understanding buying cycle is very important, because this means that no matter how much you market your content, no matter how much you push it to all the people out there, you can't force someone to take a remortgage if they aren't within that cycle. Now, this is really important to understand with your content, because it means that your content needs to be repetitive. It needs to constantly repeat the same themes. If you are thinking and if you are wanting to try and be new and be different, then you're missing the trick, because every 8 weeks, pretty much, you're going to have a new set of engaged viewers. So you've got passive viewers and engaged viewers. Passive viewers are people who are consuming it, scrolling past, not really interested. Engaged are the people in that window. Now you want people to be passively consuming it so that when they are engaged, they'll properly consume it. And that is a big thing that you need to understand. So you will have different types of audiences, and one will be in this passive state in which they won't comment, they won't engage, they won't do anything, but they're seeing it and they're going, no, it's boring, leave me alone. But they will do that for 4.5 years. But when that six-month window, when all, and then really in that eight-week window, that's when they're going to act. You are the person who's slowly been whittling them away, and now they know they need a mortgage, they'll come to you. This is why buying cycles are really important to understand, because you really have to make sure you answer the main burning questions within that eight-week window. So if you're doing 5 pieces of content a week, then you need, like Monday to Friday, you need to make sure that you know what those 10 to 15 questions are within that 8 week period that you know you need to answer. Then you can add fluff around that. You can do your own stuff and whatever you want around that, but you need to make sure that you are answering those specific questions and repeating yourself. This podcast, my content, I repeat myself over and over again. And that is because of multiple reasons. People don't listen the first time you tell them. Maybe it's the way you explain it the second time will make them, or third time, or the 10 millionth time will make them understand it better. The example was better. Also, people come in at different points. So if someone's coming in today listening to this episode, I've been doing this for years, so I would have probably spoken about this millions of times before, but it doesn't matter because you're coming in today. And unless you're going to go back through and watch everything I've ever made, then I need to keep retouching on the points that are valuable. And that is what you need to do with yours. Don't fall down that trap. Which leads me to the final pitfall I think mortgage brokers make, which is comparison. Oh my gosh, this is bane of my life, honestly, the bane of my life. Don't look at other people and assume that one, and like this is something that really gets my goat up, and it really does. So looking at other people, when people come to me and say, I watched that person, I know I'm better than them, so why am I not getting the views, or why am I not getting the content? This is like a red flag to a bull for me. I'm very calm with it, and I'm obviously very nice with it, but it winds me up really quite a lot. And the reason it winds me up is because I think it's very, and people don't mean it in this way, but there's an arrogance to that, to believe that you think that you are better than somebody else. There's a reason why things work and don't work, and you don't know that reason. And also you don't know what it's the comparison thing. Just, oh, you can see it drives me mad. Because all that does, if you're sitting up at night or you're, and I've done it in the past, and I've had many people say this to me, it's not just like one individual person. This, I've been doing this for a long time, and a lot of people over many years have the same. They're not unique. It's an obvious thing. And I will normally, as soon as I'm with a client, I will slap it back down and be like, no, we're not having that. We don't have jealousy. It's jealousy and envy. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Get in your lane and make your own stuff. Forget watching other people's content. If you're analyzing your competitors, competitor analysis is good in some ways. But at the beginning, most of the time, you just need to get your head down. And I talk about this 18-month thing all the time. Get your head down and just create. Stop worrying about what everyone else is doing and just create content. Just go. You can start looking at what other people are doing once you've started to build some success in what you're doing yourself. But don't start view, why has that person got more views than me? Why has that person got more followers than me? Why is that? You don't know. And then people come to me and they'll ask me, they'll go, why? And I'm like, I don't know. Because unless we go deep into their strategy and understand their strategy, you can't understand that. No one can understand the comparison of what these things mean. Plus, they don't mean income. I've said it on many, but I think I said it on the last episode. I have clients who make multiple six figures of videos that do 200 views a video, and have 2,000 followers on their Instagram and very small following count across the board. They're not some sort of mega powerhouse people. And yet they write more than many of the people who you see who have hundreds of thousands of followers, millions of views. They write more business, they make more money. This is the amount of people that go to me, oh, my videos aren't doing as well. And I'm like, are you consistent though? Yeah, I'm being consistent. Have you uploaded for the last, and like I would say 5 a week, but if you're gonna moan and you're worried about that, have you uploaded 7 days a week for the last 90 days without fail, and uploaded your story content, and done your, have you done all the things you said you were going to do? And if you haven't, stop moaning about somebody else. And I think this is a big one, big one. There's no individual specifically mentioned in this, by the way. It's just everybody. I see it all the time. And I think that it only poisons you. It only affects you. If you're angry or frustrated that you're not getting what other people are getting, the only person that gets affected by that is you. You don't try and be entertaining. Just try and be educational and bring value. Understand that your content needs to be repeated, and don't start to compare yourself against others. Stay in your own lane. Stay focused. If you avoid those, you will You will do well. So there you go. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.